And if you're thirsty, you might. How would you drink the water? You'd put it in a.
Way back, I drank it out of the water bucket, out of the dipper.
Mm-hmm.
And I would drink it out of gourds.
Mm-hmm.
Way back, certain places you'd go to have a drinking gourd.
Mm-hmm.
And, but now, you either get your glass and get some out of the sink,
mm-hmm.
or out of the laboratory, or if they got any ice water sitting in a bottle in the refrigerator, you can go there and get No, but 90% of that's drink out of glass now.
Mm-hmm. So,
at home, of course, I drink out of water just to feed.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes in the field, if they might pull up a keg on a cart or something to get some water and
cup, tin cup.
What would you use to get the water out of the keg? Something you might turn. What would you call it?
Well, they have faucets in them.
Mm-hmm.
When in construction work, they have a keg
mm-hmm.
sitting on a truck with just mm-hmm. a faucet in the bottom of it. Some of them are different styles,
mm-hmm.
types.
Yeah.
And you just hold your cup on there and draw it out.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, not a long time ago, when we were stacking in peanuts, I told you,
mm-hmm.
we had a good clean barrel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we'd, in the later years, when we got where we could, we got some country stores,
mm-hmm.
ice trucks.
Mm-hmm.
We'd just get us 50 pound of ice and put it in that barrel, see?
Mm-hmm.
Fill it full of water and take it to field on the wagon. Well, we'd have two or three dippers hanging on it. On a nail on that barrel, we just got, when we got there, we just get one of them dippers, reach over and get us a
mm-hmm.
dipper full of water.
Mm-hmm.
Then niggers and everybody else. they all came together.
Uh-huh.
In other words, integration wasn't as bad before they had integration.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's right. We got along with the colored people
mm-hmm.
in Miller County. We got along with them just as
mm-hmm.
good as we did anybody else
mm-hmm.
until all that shit came out.
Mm-hmm.
Politics got staring at it, and it got mm-hmm. worse and worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my daddy didn't think nothing about
mm-hmm.
a colored person, because he was raised with them.
Mm-hmm.
But now me, I wasn't raised with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a little bit worse on me, but I associated with them.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I didn't sleep with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Eat with them, but we done anything, we done it together.
Mm-hmm.
Talk nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was better.
Mm-hmm.
30 years ago than it is now. I really do.
What kinds of other people would you? You'd have whites and blacks in the South. What would you? Would there be any other groups of people? Mexicans, Spanish, French, Irish.
There? Well, not back. Of course, there's a few now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now the Irish was no different.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm about half Irish myself.
Mm-hmm.
English,
mm-hmm.
of course. We were all just mixed up people.
Mm-hmm.
You might say to start with, but we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have any Mexican, Spanish, and
mm-hmm.
Indian and stuff, not in this area.
Mm-hmm.
But now there was a group of people who would come through
mm-hmm.
on wagon trains
mm-hmm.
long way back when I was a child, young,
mm-hmm.
called the gypsies.
Yeah.
They call them gypsies. Now, why they call them gypsies, I don't know. I don't even know what nationality a gypsy is.
Uh-huh.
Really.
What did they look like? What kind of?
Well, most of them were dark.
Uh-huh.
And they wasn't. They had straight hair,
mm-hmm.
and was dark.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't compare them as a
mm-hmm.
black man.
Mm-hmm.
But they you couldn't. They wasn't like we were.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell some difference.
Mm-hmm.
So I reckon they were Mexicans. I really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Or Spaniards or something.
Mm-hmm. What did they do when they came through?
They just come through a whole. Oh man, I've seen 15 wagon loads of them
mm-hmm.
come through.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd stop like out at Enterprise School,
mm-hmm.
where there's a big campus, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They'd just pull up this park. Some of them would have tents. They'd stretch out a tent, you know. Some of them would live in the wagons.
Mm-hmm.
And they traded.
Mm-hmm.
That was their, they just trade horses
mm-hmm.
or anything. They'd
mm-hmm.
trade for anything. They had the whole kind of junk to trade.
Mm-hmm.